An Opening for a Sidekick, written by Imaginary Golux and read by Litra. A Disney Princesses Beauty and the Beast fanfic. Rated Gen. Summary. Belle meets the new supervillain in town. It goes surprisingly well. Bookworm, what have you got for us? Jasmine's voice rings from the speaker at Belle's left hand, and Belle grins. Our water girls have Ursula pretty well in hand, she says, toggling through the camera views quickly. Mother Gothel seems to have run off, but I can't see Jafar, and I know he doesn't retreat that easily. Snow and Sleeper could use some help with Maleficent on your 4 o'clock. On it, Jasmine says, and Belle sees her turn the carpet towards the glowing cloud of malevolent green-purple smoke. Belle checks quickly to see how Rapunzel and Mulan are doing against Shan Yu and Gaston. The answer is quite well, as Rapunzel has Shan Yu tied up with her hair, and Mulan is apparently enjoying beating the living crap out of Gaston, and grins to herself. As far as chaotic supervillain invasions go, this one isn't going badly. There's a loud crash behind her, and Belle sighs and rubs her forehead. Should have known better than to think that. Tigress, take over communication, she says. I've got trouble here. You need backup, Bookworm? Jasmine asks, urging her carpet higher as she speaks. No, I've got this, Belle says, and turns to see Jafar and a villain she doesn't recognize looming in the doorway. The new villain is enormous, a shaggy monster half again the size of an ordinary human, with remarkable fangs and claws. Next to him, Jafar looks almost frail, but Belle knows better than to take her eyes off him. Jafar laughs, low and menacing. You've got this? He asks mockingly. You and what army, little bookworm? Belle grins and waves a hand, and all around her the knick-knacks and tchotchkes and tables and chairs and fireplace pokers come alive. Jafar stops advancing, eyes wide. His companion makes a rumbly sound of confusion. This army, Belle says mildly. Get 'em, boys! The fireplace tools go straight for Jafar, since cold iron is often the most effective weapon against magic users. Jafar tries to blast them with fire, not a good choice, and then gives an undignified squeak, sounding a lot like his parrot, and turns to flee the now red-hot pokers. Belle leaves them to it, focusing instead on the unknown villain, who is backed into a corner and snarling at the coat rack as it menaces him. Belle walks cautiously closer, two end tables and a candelabrum escorting her. I don't recognize you, she says carefully. New in town?
I am the Beast, the new villain rumbles, voice deep and rasping and full of danger.
Belle grins. Good to meet you, she says. So here's the first rule of the city. And she waves a hand back over her shoulder at the screens, showing Snow and Aurora and the dwarves binding Maleficent tightly. Moana and Ariel tying Ursula's many legs in a complicated knot. Rapunzel and Mulan high-fiving above the unconscious forms of Xian Yu and Gaston. Jasmine and her carpet following Jafar as he sprints through the streets pursued by Belle's fireplace tools. Don't mess with the fairy tale, girls. The Beast makes a sound that might be confusion or just annoyance. Belle grins wider. So, since you're new in town, and since Jafar could talk a snake into buying boots, the smooth-talking bastard, I'll give you a pass on today, she says. You don't go around attacking innocents, or us, and we'll leave you alone to do your own thing. Sound fair? She waves the coat rack back, and the Beast stops growling and straightens up, clearly bewildered.
You're not,
he says, voice still low and growly, but not nearly as menacing.
Jafar said.
I'm sure he said all sorts of nasty things about us, Belle said, shrugging. He's had it in for us since Jasmine set that stupid little beard of his on fire. But since he was trying to kill her with a giant hourglass at the time, I feel like she was entirely justified, don't you?
Ah, says the beast, blinking golden eyes in befuddlement. I suppose so, yes. A giant hourglass?
Jafar likes to be a little overdramatic, Bell explains, tone very dry. Although to be fair to him, so does Ursula and Mother Gothel, and Xian Yu, come to think of it, it's rather a villain thing. Though apart from the general, she waves a hand to encompass the horns and fangs and fur and rippling muscles. You-ness, you don't seem quite as over the top as the rest of them. Not nearly as much posturing.
I could posture more? The beast suggests, drawing himself up and looming at the coat rack, which menaces him with a pair of its spindly limbs. Bell giggles.
Really, it's not necessary. You're quite impressive as it is, she says. And the beast hunkers down again, giving her a look that's almost... shy?
Most people run away screaming when I do that.
Yes, well, Jar has a pet tiger, and Mulan's horse likes to pulverize her enemies, and Ariel enjoys taking us all swimming with 18-foot sharks. Bell shrugs. Comparatively, you're rather... She trails off, considering the beast, with her head to the side. Handsome, she decides at last. The beast's mouth drops open, and he gapes at her in sheer astonished bafflement.
Handsome? He croaks after a moment.
Yes, Belle says, nodding to herself. Also, your fur looks very soft. The beast's legs actually go out from under him, and he sits down hard on the floor and stares at her. Belle sits down on the end table beside her, so she's not looming over him. The coat rack backs up a few steps, so it's not menacing the beast anymore.
You're really not scared of me, the beast says finally.
Really not, Belle agrees. You're not even on the top 10 list of worst enemies I've ever faced, I'm afraid. And frankly, I'm not sure you are my enemy, though that's sort of up to you, I suppose.
I don't want to be your enemy, the beast admits,
and then, slowly, smiles, a startlingly sweet expression despite the fangs.
Would it happen that you had an opening for a sidekick?
He glances around the enormous library.
I can reach the top shelves, and I make fairly good tea.
Bell stands and offers him a hand, not flinching when his clawed paws close around her hand with infinite care. I could use an assistant, she admits. Welcome to the castle. Have you got a name besides Beast?
Adam, the Beast says shyly,
standing up slowly and looking down at her with something like awe in his golden eyes. My hero name is Bookworm, Belle says, smiling up at him warmly. But you can call me Belle. The End.